Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you're on hold, stay there. We'll take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. We got nothing but free time today. So let a little bit of me, a little bit of you. We've been arguing if Trevor Lawrence's touchdown was a fluke or not. Chris Jones called it a fluke.
I thought multiple times we had him. We just got to finish. We had multiple guys there that we just got to finish that play. It was a fluke play for him to be able to break that many tackles. But yeah, I put it on us as a defense. We got to finish. You know, we got to bring him down on that.
I'm not letting Chris Jones get that bar off today. I'm sorry. I refuse to let him get that bar off. It wasn't a fluke play. He made a better play than you did. You had multiple opportunities. He fell down two separate times. He got up. He broke multiple tackles. Like, I'm sorry. At some point, you just got to tip your cap to the other guy. The other guy just made a better play than you. I'm not letting you get that off, especially when we look and we saw the film. The eye in the sky don't lie. It don't lie. We saw your effort on that play, and your effort was certainly unbecoming of someone who one day is going to stand with the greatest defensive players in the history of football. You weren't good enough yesterday, point blank period. You as a staff, a record label, and a crew, you weren't good enough yesterday. It's that simple. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls, I promise. 913-586-7965. But I am ready to end a drive conversation. Now, I don't like giving out this award, but someone usually earns the award. And they do it through their own play and their own efforts. Now, this award over time has adopted many different names, and I think we've found one. It's now called the
Barbecue Chicken Alert. Barbecue Chicken Alert.
And we give the Barbecue Chicken Alert out to the corner safety secondary player who has exhibited incredible ability. You have the ability to not cover anybody. Tight ends, running backs, wide receivers. When the opposing team sees you lined up, you know what they're thinking?
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
That's how they're looking at you. Mouse in the house. You're too small. I have figured out who the winner is for the 2025 Barbecue Chicken Alert. I'm happy to give this to Shamari Connor. You earned it. Shamari Connor, you've earned the Barbecue Chicken Alert. Now, if you guys can just help me understand one thing. Can you guys help me understand how the Chiefs, they have had 304 defensive snaps so far this season. 304. Shamari Connor has been on the field for every snap but one. Now, I don't want to make it seem like Shamari Connor doesn't have a defined role on this team. They do. He just can't cover anybody. I don't know how I know this. I don't know how you know this, but they don't seem to know this. But let me give you some stats from yesterday. Yesterday, he was in coverage on 11 pass plays. On those pass plays, Trevor Lawrence completed 10 of those passes for a 101.9 quarterback rating. He was food out there. More specifically,
barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
I'm done. I'm not accepting any other votes at this time on who you think should get this award. I've made my decision for all of us. Someone had to pick. What about anybody? I've determined who's barbecue chicken. It's Shamari Connor, tender. I mean, just fresh off the grill, hot. You got to let it sit for a little bit. It's so high. You can't even instantly eat it. Barbecue chicken, Chamari Connor. So that's question number one. I have two questions. Question number one is, Chamari Connor, he just doesn't get off the field. He's missed one snap so far this season. He has played in 99.7% of their snaps. He ain't good enough to be doing this. That's number one. After I spent all last week praising Noel Williams, all last week, he was the number one corner on Pro Football Focus, and we spent all this time. You guys know how many snaps he played? Four. No, that's not, I'm not joking. I didn't misspeak. That's not, Noel Williams played four snaps in this game. How? There's no role for him on the defense? Because that's what four snaps says to me. Four snaps says to me you do not have a role for him on your defense, which just doesn't make sense. He's been great. He's been phenomenal in the limited role. You guys continue to make it a limited role. Somebody please help me. 913-586-7965. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up at the top of the hour. I need some assistance. Please tell me why they continue to try to make Chamari Connor something he is not. He is a very good free safety roam, and he can't cover. Why do you have him on the most important play of the game? Why is he on their best wide receiver? That's not his role. That's not what he's good at. And what does Noel Williams have to do to get on the field? Four snaps? Rob, help me out, please. I'm tagging you in. Please help me. I'm lost.
I wish I had a better answer than this because I don't have one, but this seems to be an alarming trend with the Chiefs. I don't know if it's Spags or their DB coach Dave Merritt or Reed. But it feels like every year we give out the barbecue chicken alert, there's an obvious solution to the barbecue chicken problem. We get it as a Daniel Sorensen. Daniel Sorensen, once a hero, became barbecue chicken. Juan Thornhill was watching the game from the sidelines for a long time. Last year, you'll remember, the Chiefs went through a patch where they struggled to cover. It was like week 9 through 13, 14. Nazee Johnson was our barbecue chicken alert. Meanwhile, Joshua Williams was just standing on the sideline watching the game go by, wondering, what do I have to do to get in? This year, I know it's earlier in the season, but barbecue chicken alert for Chamari Connor and Noel Williams, who PFF. This is not like, you know, Chiefs fans. This is not Chiefs Twitter. This is not Section 117 at Arrowhead telling me this. Pro Football Focus is saying he is one of the absolute best corners in the NFL. And he is watching Connor get whatever term you want, just absolutely embarrassed out there. And he's on the sideline standing next to the coaching staff watching. Why can't he get in? And why does this happen every year? Why is there one guy who can't cover? There's a seeming replacement, a seeming solution standing on the bench. We can see it. The fans can see it. The eye in the sky can see it. And somehow the coaching staff seems late to see it all the time.
I'm just telling you guys, tonight when your wife asks you, hey, babe, what would you like for dinner? And you say, you know what? Can we go get some Chamari Connor? She's like, what does that mean? She knows.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
I'm talking Q39 wings. I'm talking Jack Stack wings, Gates wings. He's barbecue chicken out there. That's how Trevor Lawrence viewed him yesterday. Absolute barbecue chicken he was yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.